Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Former Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton made headlines this summer when she sued the governor's office to reinstate two of her staffers. 4 years earlier, she made history as the first Black individual elected to a statewide office in Kentucky. In the second of a two-part interview, I asked her about diversity questions within her own Republican Party.
I look at diversity as from person to person. I do. And again, I go back to Dr. King's words. You know, when Dr. King talked about wanting his kids to be judged based on the content of their character and not the color of their skin, those are really powerful words, because when you think about it, what that means is it means your role models don't have to look like you. Again, when you're just looking at what we look like, it's to miss all that those people are.
That being said, and I'm sure you've got countless questions on this, but being the first Black person elected to statewide office in Kentucky, and given that we've just had Daniel Cameron elected as not only the first Black attorney general, one of the few nationwide to serve, but also the first Republican since, I believe, the 1940s, do you feel like there is something to be said for breaking down those barriers?
You know, I imagine there is for those who need to see a role model like that. But I encourage, again, when I talk to kids, I say, listen, you guys are capable of anything. You can do anything. Now, that said, I will say it's been a pleasure when folks have come into my office. There's a little girl who came into my office with someone, and they said, and they wanted to see the lieutenant governor. And the person said, well, I'll see if she's in. And the little girl went, she?
What is next for you then? Do you have any inkling?
I don't have any inkling. I've been praying on it. And right now I imagine I have a big bingo cage and people keep lobbing things at me. And I just put the ball in the bingo cage and I'm just rolling in. And at some point the Lord will pick a ball out of that and say, this is your next assignment.
You supported the Libertarian candidate this past election. And some people
Well, I didn't openly support him, although I did vote for him. I will say that. But I didn't openly support him.
Do you mind explaining that choice to vote for him over Governor Bevin?
Well, I couldn't vote. The governor, his vote was, or my vote was his to lose, and I didn't like the way he treated my people. It was not good. It just wasn't good. Not at all. So I couldn't.
The Libertarian Party, I believe they claim that you not being part of that ticket is what cost him a lot of votes. Do you agree with that?
You know, based on anecdotal evidence, I have no survey, just based on what folks are still telling me from both sides of the aisle, just ordinary people. I'll run into people that I don't even know all over the state are telling me that they don't like how I was treated. They perceive some mistreatment of me, but they also don't like the way my people were treated. They don't like it. And so yes, maybe that cost them. And it was a small margin, 5,100 votes. And I think I could have easily made that up.
Do you see yourself returning to the Bowling Green Tea Party movement?
I'm not sure. And so I'm trying to figure out what the next steps are short term. And I'm sure, you know, once the Lord gives me my assignment, I'll be off doing something full time. And again, I love the Tea Party movement, because it was truly, in my mind, it was we the people. This was the wave of we the people. And I love that concept.
We've been speaking with 57th Lieutenant Governor of Kentucky, Jeanine Hampton. You can find both parts of this interview online at wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.